Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morris, I don't know if it meant to leak out, but it leaked out. You're going to James Madison. Yeah, tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting process for me, and I'm excited about that opportunity, but right now I'm just dialed into this week and doing what I can to help us win a national championship.
It's got to be a little bittersweet.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me a little bit about just the emotions and just the pulling and the tugging and just all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, it's been an emotional last month and especially this last week because, you know, last week at the Sugar Bowl, you don't really know if that's going to be the last game or not, but right now, like, this is it. This is the last game. And to be at a stage like this to possibly win a national championship is something in itself. And then just for me knowing that it's my last game as a Husky and my whole journey coming to an end, it's definitely bittersweet and something I'm emotional about, but I'm leaving with such peace in my heart with the whole thing.
Portal recruiting versus high school recruiting, what's the difference?
Man, I don't even know where to begin with that. A lot different. High school, you're a little more young and naive and just really excited about it all, and then right now, like for me, I was in my last year, coming to my last year of football, so it's a lot more, I'm treating it like a business, and I'm really trying to iron out some of the details of, I'm trying to make sure I fit with the people and the culture and the team, and in terms of what they're doing schematically, but yeah, there's a lot of differences, and it's been a unique experience.
Two more real quick. You know, when you're looking at a school, you only have 1 year, and you have to go where there's an opportunity. You know, what's the opportunity available at James Madison? What do they have returning?
Yeah, they got three younger guys on their roster, and then they have a freshman coming in. And for them, they just kind of related it to me that they want a veteran guy coming in that can establish as a leader. How you doing? As a leader, and so yeah, that opportunity is definitely intriguing for me, and they have a very strong winning culture there, and I feel like there's a lot of great things happening there, and I'm very excited about it.
All right, I get one tough question. I get one. Have you decided on the color of your tux for your wedding?
Ooh, I have not, but I will say, a lot of that is not my decision. That's my fiance's.
Are you staying out of that whole process?
I mean, for the most part, honestly, I have my couple little things I kind of can nudge into. But in terms of something like that, for one, I don't really care. Honestly, whatever color she wants me to be wearing, I'll wear it.
Yeah, has it crossed your mind? Has it crossed your mind to borrow Michael's suit? Michael's suit?
You said what?
Michael's suit? Has it crossed your mind to hijack it?
Oh. No, I'll probably not let him wear that one. That's his.
Dylan, the most common question I'm getting asked is if Dylan Johnson is going to be playing on Monday. And I said the only way he's not going to play is if they cut off his leg and then he'll be searching for a peg.
Yeah, that's the only way, man. They're going to have to carry me off on a stretch, and I don't even think that's going to be able to hold me back. So I'll definitely be out there playing on Monday. And, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so I have no choice.
Yeah, just tell me about, you know, that final play. What exactly happened?
Oh man, I had an injury with my foot and my knee. It happens in football. It is what it is, you know. But I'm putting it in God's hands, and I'm gonna be ready to play.
That Texas front line, they were big. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh dude, they're monsters. I definitely told. I've been telling everybody all year long. They have a top three front I've ever played, and that's in terms. You know, I've done played with, you know, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and all those guys. They're right up there with them. So they were an elite group, and they came out there to play, man. So did we.
How is this Michigan defensive line different than Texas and what you've seen this year?
They got a lot of guys. They got a lot of guys that they're going to be rotating in and out. They got a good front. They got a good secondary. They're fast. They're physical. They're going to be ready to play. They don't mess up too much. So it's going to be a good one.
Are you ready to go?
Yes, sir. I'm absolutely. I'm ready.
Giles Jackson.
The only official I took, honestly.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just had a great time on my visit and just led me back to commit later.
Okay, we're going
to
do it right this time.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, brother.
Giles Jackson, you tired of answering Michigan questions?
All good. You good.
Have you seen any of the guys on the other side that you knew or had close relationships with?
No, I haven't seen anybody yet. Not yet.
What was your text messaging like this week?
Honestly. My phone been blowing up for sure. I wouldn't say not necessarily players, just fans. Definitely fans just blowing my phone up. But, you know, that's what happens in college football. You know, you expect that, but that's about it.
Yeah, just, you know, you've been at Michigan, you've been at Washington. You know, what's the biggest difference between the two programs?
I mean, it was different times when I was there. Honestly, they have a great camaraderie there now, but I feel like we have a great camaraderie here. It's a brotherhood. Everyone on the team is for each other. I feel like you could talk to anybody, and everybody be there for you. We just have a good group of guys here. They got a good group of guys over there too. Just. I feel like at the time in the offense and the stuff we were doing just wasn't for me at the moment.
I mean, do you have any insight on what's going over there that might help with the game plan at all, really?
No, it's been a while because, you know, every year they change, you know, defensive coordinators, offensive coordinators, so stuff is different every year. So you're never going to have the same stuff, obviously, and it's been so long, so no, not really.
A little bit of a different motivation for you this week?
Yeah, definitely a motivation to the aspect of they're just another game, though. Still trying to go 1-0 every week, like Coach DeBoer preaches. But definitely trying to – it's a bigger chip just because it's in Michigan, but definitely still trying to go 1-0.
Anything about them that you're seeing on film reminds you of anybody you've played this year?
They have a very tough D-line group out. Their edges are great, good linebacker play, athletic group of DBs. They can play in multiple spots for sure. So it'll be a fun matchup, but they have a very good defense as well.
I got Troy Fontana. Do you want to address the basketball on grass? Have you talked to any of the ESPN guys about that at all?
I have not. I hope they come up here soon, but no, I've not.
All right. You were pretty animated after that game, and I know it was a huge game, but just talk to me a little bit about what that was like after you won that game.
I mean, the excitement that went through that locker room was crazy. We were trying to celebrate that game, but we all kind of knew that winning that game wasn't just about winning that game, it was trying to get here. So I think, I was really excited. So
tell me about this Michigan team. Looking at the film, scout, you know, do they remind you of anybody that you've played while at Washington?
I don't think so. I mean, I think this will be, I said this last week, but I think this will be the best front seven that we go against, just in terms of how disruptive they are in the backfield. And how well coached they are. So we just got to make sure that we're prepared for all the things that they're going to throw out come Monday.
I can't remember, but when you went back to Michigan a few years ago, did you play?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Anything you remember? Just looking at the film, anything familiar?
I remember a couple guys that are now playing at Michigan that were there 2 years ago. Was it 2 years? Yeah. Some of the guys that are now playing and I remember those guys playing 2 years ago. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, of course we won. I mean, of course we lost. So that leaves a salty taste in our mouth. But this is a whole different team. It's a whole new team. So I'm just really excited for this game, this opportunity at hand.
You guys are underdogs again. 14-0, second ranked in the country. You've been an underdog for the last three games. You know, just talk a little bit about how that sits with you.
I'm just not surprised. I'm not surprised that we're the underdogs. I mean, that's the position we want to be in, man. That's the position that we've been in all year, 14 games into it. So what's one more? You know what I mean? So I'm just excited for this game. And yeah.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season.
The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to your dad, he played for a national championship at University of Washington. His last, it was against Michigan, in his last NFL game was in Houston. What have these conversations been like with your dad?
I mean, it's just kind of looking at it, it's been a full circle moment. I mean, it's almost like all these dots are connected, and I mean, we're here for a reason, and I mean, I'm blessed to be in the situation I am right now.
It's just everything looks like this game's going to be a different kind of physicality than you guys have played so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, the field's 120 yards long and 53 in the third wide, and it's just another opponent wearing different colors. So we go out there, we don't fear anybody, and it's us versus us. I mean, we're going out there confident, and we're just going to have fun.
Jabbar Muhammad, hey, that last play of the Texas game, I heard so much beginning of the week, throw the ball at 25, throw the ball at 25, you know, and he made the play. How much were you going to throw it my way?
I mean, I have confidence in whoever they throw the ball to, honestly. EJ's been battle-tested all year. I've been battle-tested all year. Mish has been battle-tested all year. So they had to pick their poison, and they did, and EJ made a hell of a play.
Yeah. Do you remember lining up for the play and what you saw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coach called one of our favorite plays, and I knew they were going to be in trouble because it's kind of like an all-out blitz. So when he called, I was like, okay. And then they kind of motioned a guy out wide, which is kind of bad for them because you don't have no more protection in there. And then when they did that, I said, okay. And then they threw the ball up to EJ, and I said, wow.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to talk to your cousin at all?
Yeah, I talked to him after the game. He was kind of sad at first. When he seen me, his face kind of lit up a little bit. And I brought him over there to our family. We took a lot of pictures. So it was cool.
Yeah. Tell me about this Michigan wide receiver core.
Yeah. They're really good. They know what they want to do. Fundamentally sound. They block really well, run really good routes and things like that. So we got to be on our P's and Q's.
Yeah. What are you anticipating come Monday?
For them to be Michigan, for Michigan to be Michigan. They know what they want to do. They established a run. They do a lot of good things, and I'm happy for them. They're here. It's going to be a really good matchup.
Yeah. Tell me what that flight home was like after the game.
Yeah. A lot of sleep. Honestly, a lot of sleep. That's how it was. But it was cool.
Real quick turnaround, though.
Yeah, really quick turnaround. But you got to be mature. You got to be mature enough to do it. I feel like we're a really mature team, so we're ready for the challenge.
I know you had a couple chances to talk about last week's game, so I'll just talk a little bit about it and then move on. But kind of break down the last couple of plays in that Texas game.
I feel like our offense did a good job of putting us in position all game. And when it was our time to come on the field, we knew we had to make a play. The whole defense, we knew we had to make a play. One of our brothers, Dylan, went down, and we knew we had to just, you know what I mean, finish the game out for him. So that was our mindset going into the last drive.
I was talking to Coach Morrell, you know, before the game, a lot of the Texas people, and I don't know if you hear this stuff or not, but a lot of the Texas media was saying just throw the ball at number 25.
Oh, yeah. Did
you hear it?
No, I didn't. But I don't really focus on things like that.
Yeah. I mean, break down that last play. When you line up and you get out there, you know, I mean, how soon did you realize what was going to happen?
Just game planning and doing a good job of situational football. We knew the possibilities of who they like to throw to on third down, fourth down, things like that. So our coaches did a good job of just locking us into the game plans and certain things like that. But honestly, I feel like with the last play, every corner in our cornerback room was ready to make that play. Jabbar Muhammad, Thaddeus Dixon, and if it would have went to anybody else, Dom Hampton, Mikellis Dean, Asa Turner. I really believe that each of us would have made that play. Each of us would have wanted to make the play. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's very important.
It looked like you were playing the fade, and you know, if he would have thrown it to the corner, I mean to the cone, there might have been a better chance. But you looked like you knew what was coming.
Yeah, this situational football. I knew they had to get into the end zone. I knew a good way to play it. You know what I mean? Once you get to the red zone, certain routes are eliminated. Then once you look at a down and distance, certain routes are eliminated. You look on the time, you look at the clock, just the time on the clock, certain routes are eliminated. So I was able to just sort through that pre-snap and get all the information I needed.
Yeah. talk about this Michigan team. I think it's going to be real physical.
Yeah, they're definitely a physical team. We're a physical team, so the game definitely going to be very physical.
And what? How's it been down? You've only been down here a day, but how quick was that turnaround?
It was very quick. I heard like last year it was like 11 days, and now it's 11 days from the bowl game to the national championship. And this year is definitely a lot quicker. So just getting our bodies right, just preparing, studying a lot was. But it was definitely a quicker turnaround.
Yeah, waiting around for the Sugar Bowl, it just seemed like we were waiting forever. This one, not so much.
No, but I'm ready. I think I'm ready to play. The whole team's ready to play. I know they are, so we're ready to go out there and play.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.